Here we are, back again with Jimmy Allen. A member of the gang posing as a government agent tricked the boys into releasing Major Moto and surrendering the plans for the Army's mysterious new jet-propelled fighter. When Mr. Russell, a special government investigator, arrived, they suspected a deception and dashed to the emergency field. There they were met by Poquette, the bogus agent, Shorty Mason, Biffer, and Ace. At the point of a gun, Speed and Russell are locked in a hut, and Jimmy forced to accompany the gang in their transport plane. As the big ship leaves the field, Speed breaks out of the shack, slips into the cockpit of his fast attack plane, and follows the gang. But here we are in the cabin of the transport, just after they have left the field.
All right, Allen. You sit back here in the cabin quiet-like. Don't try to pull any monkey business, and there won't be no fuss.
You won't have to worry about me, Poquette. I've seen there plenty of guards.
I'll say you have. And we ain't gonna stand for any messing around. Now, look here, Shorty.
Well, you have, Poke.
Take that seat next to Allen and keep your eye on him. Where's your rod?
Right here in my mitt. What do you think I did with it?
Swallow it? Well, keep it on the kid. Remember, we ain't taking any chances. We got too much dough up on this deal.
I'll watch him, and don't forget it. I got a little matter to settle with this punk after we land.
If he tries to pull anything, he may not be with us when we land.
That's okay with me.
Now, Biffer, better move up to this seat opposite Moto. And keep that machine gun in your lap. We may need it later.
Okay, I'm ready anytime.
That's the stuff. Well, Major, looks like we made a clean getaway. And we'll have you and your plans out of the country in no time.
It will please me. Your chief acted fast. I am grateful to you.
That's all right. I was just obeying my orders. But look here, Major. Put in a good word for me when you see the big boss.
I do not comprehend.
Tell him what a good job I done getting you out of this crack up here. Understand? Saving you from getting captured.
Oh, yes, yes. I shall praise you highly to your superior.
Sure, that's the idea. Well, I'm going up and talk to Ace a minute. We got to make a stop for gas somewhere. And that's going to be kind of ticklish. Every airport in the Southwest will be looking for this ship.
Does your pilot know this country?
Who, Ace? Why, sure, certainly. He knows every farmhouse and wagon road down through here. Don't worry. We'll get there all right, Major. But we may have to go a roundabout way. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, Mason, it looks like you outsmarted us this time. By the way, how did you ever get mixed up in this?
You and Robinson were so anxious to take after Moto, you forgot about me.
We didn't forget about you. I thought Captain Sweeney had you covered with a gun when we left, right?
Say, that fellow was out on his feet. He's got nerve, though. You remember he was sitting in that chair holding that rod on me?
Yeah, I remember. We told him to hold you until Russell got back.
Well, right after you and Robinson took off, the captain passes out like a light.
You mean he fainted?
He starts getting wobbly, so I give him a shove off the chair and ducks out the door. He kind of come to and took a couple of shots at me, but it was too late.
But how did you get down here?
Listen, kid, I ain't spilling everything I know. But I'll tell you this much. A friend of mine in KC gets a flash that Speed and Moto has an air battle down near Olathe, and Moto bails out. Moto goes to a telephone and gets in touch with the big boss on what had happened.
Yeah, we heard about that call he made.
Well, the big boss sends out Poquette with the Biffer and told him to pick me up at the old field at KC and then go down to Olathe and find Moto. Boy, he was plenty worried, too.
What do you mean?
Poquette tells me a while ago that if he don't find Moto, he'll get a one-way ride, and you know what that means.
I have a pretty good idea. Well, it looks like Poquette got away with it all right. But look here, Mason. Where's this ship headed for now, huh?
What do you care, Allen? You can't do anything about it.
Well, I guess that's true, but after all...
Hey, what's that noise? Do you hear that?
What do you mean?
Sounds like another ship to me. Hey, Biff, do you hear anything?
Yeah, I thought I heard something. Sounded like a ship right over us.
I can't see anything from this side of the cabin.
That's funny. Say, that guy Robertson isn't crazy enough to try to pull any rust off, is he?
You know Speed as well as I do, Mason. What do you think?
Oh, he wouldn't do that. Not with you in the cabin. Well, he thinks more of you, Allen, than he does his right hand.
Yeah, Speed's a great fellow. He wouldn't bother this ship, though, I'm sure of that.
Well, I don't know. He gets some pretty crazy ideas about flying. It's sure a good thing we hauled you along, or that guy would have filled its transport full of lead.
Yeah, and that isn't all, Mason.
Yeah? What do you mean?
I'd have helped him.
Say, you're getting foolish ideas, too, huh? Well, get him out of your bean. I'm going to tell you something, Allen.
Yeah, what is it, Mason?
One wise crack out of you and Poquette will tell me to open the door and dump you out. You've been around this fellow Biffer before, haven't you?
I'll say I have. He was leader of that gang down in the Ozarks.
Pretty tough hombre, wasn't he?
Like most of you gangsters. With a gun in his hand and his own crowd around him, he's pretty hard.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something. This guy Poquette is twice as hard. How do you like that?
What do you expect me to do, Mason? Break down and cry? Look, you can throw me out of this ship if you want to. But I won't get down on my knees and cry like a baby.
Yeah, I suppose you meant that crack for me.
Take it or leave it. I guess you already know what I think of you.
Say, listen, you punkhead. You try to get tough with me and I'll bat you over the head
with... Shorty, you hear that? That's the same noise. Do you hear it now?
That sure sounds like a ship, Biffer. Right over us, too. So you better call Poquette.
Hey, Poke, come on out here.
You guys hear that, too?
I'll say we do. Sounds like another ship right over us.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. But Ace and I looked all around and we can't see anything.
Yeah, but if he was right above and behind us, we couldn't see him.
Yeah, I know.
Look! Why, it's Speed!
Yeah.
It's that guy, Robinson, or I'm a watchmaker. Say, he must have been following us since we left the field of Olathe.
Look, he's pulled away over to the right. And now he's turned it around to come back.
What's that guy up to? What's he going to try to pull off?
Now listen here, Poke. That ship of his has two guns. Do you think he'll try to do
it? Not a chance. Not with Jimmy Allen in here.
Sure, sure. That's what I figured, too. But what's his idea, then?
I wish I knew. He won't take a chance on shooting, though. That's where we got him cold. Here, Biff, open your cabin window there and stick that typewriter out. If he comes in close again, let him have it. I'll watch this side of the ship myself.
Oh, gee, that Speed, all right. In the attack ship.
Yeah, I hope he comes in close.
Where is he now? I don't see him.
He must be back of us again. As long as he stays there, we don't have a chance to hit him.
Here he comes. I can hear him. Get set, Biffer, and let him have it.
There he goes, Pope, on your side. Give it to him.
Mason, let go of that gun.
Look out.
Don't move or I'll drill you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, I was looking out the window. Allen grabs the rod out of my hand.
You fool, Mason.
Stay where you are, both of you. Sit down, Poquette. Sit down, I said. I'll run this ship for a while now.
Don't you pull anything crazy.
Push the rest of that machine gun out the window, Poquette. Hurry up. Come on, come on.
Listen, Allen, you can't pull this stuff.
I said get that gun out the window, and I'm not fooling, Poquette. The government would just as soon have you dead as alive.
All right, here it goes.
There. Now the same goes for you, Biffer. Hurry up, dump that gun out the window. Okay. Now all of you, stick your hands up over your head. Come on, come on. I said I'm not fooling. There. That's better.
Look here, Allen. You must have lost your mind or something. You can't hold us here in this ship. Why, when we land at our field, your goose is cooked.
I'm not asking you for any advice, Poquette. We're going to land right now.
Now, I know you're crazy.
Go on, Jimmy. You can't do that.
You shut up, too, Mason. Biffer, open that door and tell Ace he's going to land this ship in the first good pasture we come to. Got that? Do as I say or I'll put one between your eyes.
Now, take it easy, kid. Ace, pick out a field down there and land it. Allen's got to drop on us.
You might as well tell Ace I'm running this little show from now on and the ship, too. All right, tell him to cut his throttles and sit down. Tell him to do that or I'll drill you, Biff. I mean it.
Be careful with that gun, Allen.
And do as I tell you. Hey, there's a big pasture over to the right he can get into.
He's got it on his Biffer. Better tell Ace to set her down.
Go on down and land, Ace. We'll all get bumped off. Okay. He's going to land now.
He better, and he better make it snappy, too. Come on, Poquette. Keep those hands over your head. All right. You, Moto, where are those plans?
I do not know.
Come on, let's have those plans. I saw Poquette hand them to you when we got in the ship. Hurry up. Where are they?
You are mistaken. I do not...
Get up on your feet, me. Well, looky there. Been sitting on them, huh? All right, thanks, Major. Now you can sit back down.
Mr. Allen, I give you $50,000 for plans.
Yeah, how about that, Allen? $50,000. Well, that's more money than you'll make in a lifetime.
Sorry, boys, I couldn't use it. All right, get set now. Ace is going to land her.
Look. Hey, look. Speed Robertson's coming into the same field.
Oh, boy, I thought he'd do that. All right. I'm getting out of here now. But you better get this straight, you guys. The first man out of this door is going to hear from my gun. Is that clear?
My plans. We must stop him.
Yeah? Well, how are you going to do it?
Remember what I told you, birds.
Come on, Jim, come on.
I am, Speed, and I've got the plans.
Kid, that's great, that's great, that's wonderful. How in the world did you ever do it?
Oh, gee, I never thought it would work.
Look, kid, that transport's taking off.
Yeah, there she goes, but I'll let it go, Speed. We've got the plans.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
We wouldn't have a chance anyway. There's just too many of them.
Come on, kid. Jump in the rear cockpit. We're going back to Kansas City before we lose these plans again.
That suits me. Give her the gun, Speed.
The plans are safe. At least we hope so. And Jimmy and Speed are on their way to the home airport. But there is trouble ahead. For action, thrills, adventure, tune in to the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.